Welcome to Real Love, Real Stories, the podcast, a platform for couples to share their love stories and for singles to find hope. This is Kanu, I'm the host, and you are listening to episode number 9. And I want to introduce my couple for this episode. I have John and Eileen. And we're welcome to both of you, but where are you tuning in from?
We're in Stanton, Virginia.
Virginia, okay, great. So as you both know, this is a podcast about couples sharing their love stories. So Why don't we start by, you guys sharing, how did your love journey begin?
Well, let me just jump right in there, John. I always like to say he ran into my life. We met running. This was long before all these website internet connections or whatever, but I did. I literally met him in a park where a lot of singles would go after work. John was in the Army. I worked for the Department of the Army. And there was this lake that a lot of young singles would go to after work. And I saw him and I thought he had great legs.
Oh.
He still has great legs. What do you recollect about how we first met?
They rode around the pond. It was a pond. And the road around the pond was 0.9 miles. And I was training for a marathon. And so I would run one direction and then I'd run the other. So I always ran where everybody walked or ran. I probably would have never met her. But sometimes I'd be running against the crowds. And I would see her, we'd speak hello and whatever. We never introduced ourselves or anything like that at that time.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing came of the initial, laying eyes on each other. That gets to be kind of a long story. He ended up asking a girlfriend of mine out initially, who used to walk with me, gals walking. And of course, I was so angry with her because she knew I was interested in this guy, but for some reason, you all were sharing how to operate cameras or something. That's what you got to
remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you blotted her out, I'm sure. That was Carol Sue.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't remember what time frame went by. They didn't date for very long. She was a real woman's liver, would open the doors herself. And John is a Southern gentleman. So they didn't click very well. So sometime after this, I ended up locking my keys in.
This girl had a party, and we weren't really going together. We just dated once or twice, but I was invited to the party, and Eileen was invited to the party also. And I think that was the first time that she knew my name, I knew hers. We introduced ourselves there. And at the park, we just recognized each other. Yeah, I've seen you before.
You look familiar.
But at that party, she knew, we introduced herself. I'm John, you're Eileen. That sort of stuff. So,
yeah.
Now go ahead.
Okay, so to continue the story, we had met by then. I locked my keys in my car at work one day. We both worked at this military base. I had never seen John anywhere on the base. But I've never locked my keys in my car in my life, never. So I didn't, I was delivering a letter of reprimand to the office he worked in, unbeknownst to me where he was working. I was delivering a letter to one of his student workers, summer hires.
Yeah, he's a reprimand
poll. Anyway, I was delivering this letter, and as soon as I closed the car door, I locked my keys in the car, and I couldn't believe I did that. So I went into this office and explained what had happened, and I think you just happened to walk through the reception area or something.
Yes.
And I explained my situation, and John, this was a prison, I guess you could say, confinement facility. John was a military policeman, and he said, well, I have lots of fellas back here in, how did he put it, in confinement that would be very happy to break into your car for you. But how about if I just take you home and you can get your extra set of keys? You have extra keys. So he did. And I think they said the type of car I had was very hard to get into. So that's when he said, this is getting a long way. But he took me home, got my extra set of car keys. We really hit it off just yakking in the car.
And I asked her out.
As a result of that. So the rest of that became history. That's how we first met and got, dating and whatever. But like I said, he ran into my life initially, and he still has great legs, by the way.
Right.
I love that. I love that. So, you know, I love that you meant running, because running is one of my loves. I've run several marathons. I've run several half marathons, and I know Katie runs too. So
you keep it up. It happened. I don't run anymore. My knees don't allow, but John's still running.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. So how many marathons, John, have you run?
I've run two and a couple of half marathons and a whole bunch of 10Ks and 5Ks.
Gotcha.
Anymore, I just run for myself. I haven't run
exercise.
It's been almost a year since I've run an organized race.
Okay. And Eileen, have you run any marathons before?
No, never. I never had the desire. I saw what he had to go through, the discipline you people have to do that. I never had that, but I was definitely in the audience and, you know, cheering on. And the Seattle Marathon that he was training for when we met was a miserable day, wet and cool.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, that sort of turns you off too if you're on the fence whether you want to do that or not. But anyway, no, I used to do a lot of 10Ks with John. We got our girls interested in running, and they continue, and we're real glad because it's good exercise.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. Thank you. I'm just smiling because I love running, and just hearing that story of connecting first when you were running, and then, you know, said that you locked your keys in the car, but it sounds like it was sort of meant to be, because then that's when you ran into each other and he asked you out.
It was destiny, I believe. Yes.
And what a gentleman, John, to say, let me take you home and you can get your extra set of keys.
Yeah. And he has such an honest face. Today I think people would be a little more reluctant to say, oh yeah, give me a ride to get my keys. But back then, and I had seen him around. He had dated a friend. So he was a safe bet. And here we are 38 years later.
Oh, that's so awesome. So did you mention that you were working at an Army base? Is that what I heard?
Fort Lewis, Washington State.
Home
area.
Yeah, so I think it's appropriate for me to say thank you for your service, right?
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for your service. Yeah, I'm so honored to hear that story. So he asked you out while you were driving to get your keys. So what was the first date like?
That's great that you asked that. Because we went to a restaurant, went out to dinner. And it was overlooking Puget Sound. We had a window seat. It was a well-known restaurant in an old Victorian home in this little town near where we all live. And the reason I said it was interesting that you mentioned that, because on our 25th anniversary, we took the train and went back to where we had our first date, just out of sentimentality. And it was still there. And I think we even got the same table. I don't remember that.
Oh, is the restaurant still open to today?
Oh, it's not. Well, it wasn't 10 years ago. I don't know about now.
Oh, okay.
Been in that area.
Shortly after we were there 10 years ago, we'd heard where it closed down. Yeah. Actually, just within a year.
Yeah, we were very lucky it was still there on our 25th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you got to go back at least one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. And then, so that was the first date. And then how long after that did you get engaged?
Well, shortly after that, we had one or two or three dates, and then she disappeared for about a month. She went to visit her sister in Europe.
Oh, okay.
And then when she got back, I don't know how we got back together.
We kept in touch as far as you knew when I was coming back. As far as when I got back and we started dating again, how do you remember how long? I know it was November when we got engaged.
Yes.
And we met in the early springtime, summertime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really long. I was 28 years old when I got married. John, a year younger. When you wait that long, you have a pretty good idea what you're looking for.
Right.
I had kind of given up. I thought they stopped making that model. I had many friends divorced. I thought John was too good to be true. So I was, you know, kept wanting to be sure that this wasn't all a big act. My little sister, who was living with me at the time, was so impressed with this guy. I was sick at one point, and he brought a big bag of oranges because I had a cold. And she said, "Eileen, if you don't snag that guy, I will." So that kind of registered with me. I don't remember, do you, John, how soon that you actually proposed? I know it was in November, year.
Yeah, we ran the marathon in November.
You ran the marathon.
I can't remember if it was just before we ran the marathon or just after.
Okay.
I don't remember. It was before Christmas.
Because you went home at Christmas to meet the family and get my dad's blessings.
Yeah. So it's probably after that.
After the marathon.
Yeah.
So, that's so awesome. So
after that, and you have a pretty good idea of what you're looking for.
Right.
Getting in your late 20s, early 30s.
Right.
And then we were married in April.
Next year.
Oh, okay. So what was the proposal like?
I thought it was after we went to see a movie, Fiddler on the Roof, which had romantic songs in it. And I think we had gone out to eat as well, but it was that scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did the deed. That's the thing.
I know, right? I love that. No, thank you for sharing that. So if I may ask, so since you've been married for 38 years, what are some of the things that you deal with each other? Like, I always ask this question about, you know, little annoyances that you deal with as a couple that, you know, you probably wouldn't deal with if you were not in love.
There's always going to be little things. You just rise above. I feel like John doesn't always listen, but now that he's retired, it's gotten a lot better. He's been retired for a few months now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now you certainly have things that
we just gotta remember we're on the same side. We're not against each other. We're with each other.
Right.
And we're different people. We become more alike the longer we're married, you know, because you're just with somebody all the time. You still gotta recognize even that there are two different people and you have different likes, and you, in some cases, you grin and bear it. Other times, you know, we go separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what the issue is or whatever. Overall, we do a lot of stuff together, and I mean, we exercise every day together, just about.
We love to hike, we cross-country ski, we bike a lot, although it's a lot hillier here than it was in Iowa. So I'm having some trouble with that.
They say that couples will exercise together, stay very long together, right?
I think there's truth to that.
Yeah. So what about, what are maybe one quality that you love about each other?
I love John's sense of humor. I always have from the very beginning. And there's so many times where he can be so deadpan and he gets me. After these many years, I'll fall for some of these things. He was good about doing that to my mom too, you know. Sense of humor would be a major one.
Okay. What about you, John?
Her ability to understand my sense of humor.
Oh, that's good.
I know where she stands on things, and we have a lot of mutual interest and things like that, and we just work well together.
Yeah. So.
You just have to be able to talk about things, you know, don't let it fester. Communication is really important, respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
People say that all the time, but that's true with us.
Yeah, and you know, I want to congratulate you also because you have a daughter who's getting married, Katie, my friend. So You know, I normally ask about what advice you would have for single people like me, but I think I want to switch it up a little bit and say, what advice would you have for, you know, couples like your daughter who's getting married next month? So as a couple that's been together for that long, what advice would you have for young couples like Katie and Micah?
Well, you need to know somebody long enough to know them. I mean, you hear these stories of love at first sight. I don't know if that's really true or not. You got to know somebody.
Right.
You don't spend 15 years trying to know somebody. That's going to come automatically when you get married. But remember, and I also remember that everybody has their own preferences or whatever, and you got to respect that.
Right.
And so, tolerance, I guess, would be.
And my additional comment to that is, never go to bed mad. You possibly can help it. You know, your mate is not a mind reader. They're not going to know if there's something, you know, bothering you if you don't let them know, unless you're one of these that it blows up and I can do. I have a shorter fuse than John. But the advice to Katie and Micah would be, you know, communicate with each other. Give that other person their space when it's needed.
Right.
Doesn't mean they don't love you, but, you know, respect respect their boundaries and whatever. It still can work. It really can. You just need to talk to each other and work things out.
Right.
It pays off in the long run.
Yeah. No, that's really good advice. And thank you for you know, sharing that, because I know, you know, we have people, listeners that are, you know, young couples, singles like myself, like I said, and, you know, even couples that have been together for, you know, a long time. And so just hearing advice from one couple to another, it's, you know, it's very helpful. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, so what about any advice for single people like myself who are searching for love? And I love that you met in a running setting, you know, because I've often heard a lot of people that actually have connected through those running groups. You know, I wasn't able to do that, but I know there are some people that met, you know, the same way that you did. So, so what advice would you have for single people like me?
I guess first would be to be aware. You can't get up in the morning and go, I'm going to find that person today. I mean,
right.
That's not going to happen. So you've got to pick up the, what's the word? You will meet somebody either in business, working, or just casually, and listen to them. And you know what you're looking for. It may not be, you may not be able to sit down and write it down, but in your soul, you know what you're looking for. And make sure they're not married.
That's his humor.
look for rings.
Right.
Or suntan where the ring was taken off. That's never happened to me.
Especially summertime, right?
yeah. But I guess you say, you know it when you see it, I guess. And more times than not, you're not. So normally you'll find that person at the least likely time or location that you expected.
You just can't try too hard. I think that's what you're...
But you do need to... you do need to be in an environment with people that you would be interested in, be it at work, at church, social groups or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very hard to believe people, you know, can meet online and make it go. Everything's possible, I guess.
But, right.
It needs to be in a, you know, person-to-person situation.
Right. And, oh, yeah.
follow up on that. You just have to get out there. You know, you just have to do a variety of things. You're not going to meet somebody sitting home. Don't settle. I was not going to settle. I was getting very discouraged. I'll be the first to admit that. You get down. You feel really bad. You just have to force yourself sometimes to get out there. And like John said, when you least expect it, you know, I think fate's going to step in there. You gotta believe.
Oh, absolutely. Now I'm not losing hope. That's why I'm finding hope in listening to love stories like your love story. So yeah, I cannot wait for one day to do an episode of my own love story. So yeah, so I can share with everybody and say, this is what my journey has been and this is where I'm at. So that's my goal in the future, is to be able to share my love story for sure. Yeah, so.
And be cognizant of the fact people don't get married as, many people don't get married as young as they did, you know, like your parents' generation. I mean, we were in our late 20s, Katie's in her 30s.
Yeah, don't feel desperate.
Our other daughter was in the late 20s when she was married. And it wasn't, an act of desperation. If I don't marry this person, I'll never get married. Maybe it's not meant to be, but keep yourself in a atmosphere, in an environment where there are potential mates, and don't come on too strong, don't go on too weak, but be yourself, because right. you're wasting your time trying to impress somebody, doing things that you would not normally do. And I think many couples do that, and they go, this guy's great. And then they get married and you go, yeah, I don't have to do that anymore. I'm married and it's not, you're not the same person anymore. And so you got to be yourself.
Right. Yeah, no, really, really great advice. I just, a couple of days ago, I did an interview with 4 singles, which I'll be sharing that episode here next week. And one of the guys who was on there, he talked about he does meetup groups where, you know, people of similar likes, you know, it could be, I think he plays volleyball, he plays, I'm not sure what other sports he does, but, you know, for myself, I like to play tennis, and maybe I'll find a tennis meetup group and, you know, hiking meetup group and meet people with similar likes and then, you know, just see maybe something good will come out of that. And then staying active and, you know, and who knows, right?
It doesn't hurt to try.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So this has been really, really fun. I'm so grateful that you were able to take time to chat with me. So this actually concludes my questions, and I just want to open it up to you to see if you have any, anything else you want to add, any other tips, suggestions that you want to add?
Well, if you ever accidentally lock your car keys in your car, make sure you do have a extra set at home.
Yes.
I couldn't have said that any better.
And you know what? I hope a handsome guy will ask to drive me home so I can get a single handsome guy.
Okay.
Even better.
Yes.
Well,
oh my gosh.
We'll find out from Katie if this has all worked out for you. So we wish you the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Do you have a love story, or do you know somebody with a love story? If so, shoot me an email, kanukayi@gmail.com. Please go to my YouTube channel, Real Love, Real Stories Podcast, and subscribe. And also follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Real Love, Real Stories. Till next time.